And I want to thank the Hope Muncie brethren for the opportunity to serve. And I bring the love of the North Seattle Bible students. Jesus, our Savior, a life giver. My strong tower is He. So, brethren, I just start with that because I think all of us think of our Lord all the time, how He helps us. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Psalm 61, verse 3. Bible students understand the true meaning of John 1, 1 to 3 and 10, which we will read from the Diaglot. In the beginning, that is the creative acts in the universe, was the Logos, and the Logos was with God. And the Logos was a God. This was in a beginning with the God. Through it, everything was done. And without it, not even one thing was done, which has been done. He was in the world, and the world was enlightened through him. And yet the world knew him not. Revelation 1:11, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Revelation 3:14, and until the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Colossians 1:15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. John 17, verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And 2 Corinthians 8:9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, and ye through his poverty might be rich. And Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Galatians 3:13. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. When unto me all ye that labor, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. An important part of our process to becoming joint heirs with Christ shows the humility of our Lord and Savior, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will rule our hearts. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For verily He took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. What is the purpose? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? That's the purpose. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And hopefully more a little later here on this. It's interesting to note that divine predictions of a coming Savior are pointed to the fact that he is to be a king, a deliverer, a savior, a life giver, pointing to the necessities and hopes of mankind in general, rather than the sacrificial feature of our Lord's ministry and those who follow it in his footsteps. This is because the sacrifice is related specially to God and the requirements of divine law against the sinner race. To most men, the details of how God would eliminate the death sentence upon mankind is less important and less appealing than statements concerning the resultant glories, restitution, and blessings. This is why so many of the references to the sacrificial features of our Lord's ministry are presented in types and symbols intended to only be comprehended and appreciated by those sons of God who follow in our Lord's footsteps. Additionally, the destruction of the present evil world that would take place before the glorious dominion of Christ is not mentioned, as it would have caused great consternation and confusion, even has been the case with the blowing of the seventh trump in this end of the age, as we see it now. The angels who announced our Lord's birth mentioned only the hopes and glories to result from his birth, and not the required and intervening suffering of our Lord and his house. Luke chapter 2, 10 to 14. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Excuse me. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Note the fear not. Right-minded humanity recognize their status as sinners, creating some measure of foreboding at the prospect of the birth of the Son of God and its implications. The promise of salvation through a Savior was the message, a comforting, joyous message. Luke chapter 2, 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name, Simeon, and the same man was devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. The name Jesus is the Greek form from Joshua, signifying Savior, and in the Syriac, it is Savior signifies life giver. And while there are important lessons associated with the development of the young Jesus, not much is really told in the scriptures. A volume of detail starts with John the Baptist preparing the way with the baptism of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Of Jesus, John said this in Luke 3:16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier has cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And of John, Jesus said in Luke 7:27-28, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. That sounds like a mystery to most people, but it is a beautiful love and of dedication. Genesis 22:17-18. Then in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sands which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Hebrews chapter 10, starting 7-9. But then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. So the man Christ Jesus started his 3.5 years of sacrificing his flesh upon the altar, pouring out his blood or life force out unto the earth, so that he could both provide the corresponding price for Adam, thus purchasing the race, and also fulfill his part of the sin offering, which would chiefly benefit his house, his bride, the church. It was important to establish Jesus as a perfect man, fulfilling the law without blemish. A sacrifice to offset the forfeited life of the first perfect man, Adam. A perfect life for a perfect life, equalizing the scales of justice. Now, this has just been a brief summary, but even this summary is more than all but a few have been privileged to know and appreciate. We are truly blessed. The message of God's love is the most precious thing we have ever received. So let us remember this when we are giving gifts in celebration of the birth of the Jesus who became the Savior of all. The interim since our Lord's ministry and sacrifice at his first appearing or advent had chiefly been used to select the bride Christ, unknown to the world, a mystery, even though plainly stated in the scriptures. Isn't that interesting? Romans chapter 8, verses 19-23. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. But not only they, but they themselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. As the angels did at the birth of Christ, we will largely emphasize the salvation of the world that would ultimately result from him that was born, enduring the cross, and being found faithful and worthy of becoming the life giver. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. Repent ye therefore and being converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. What did man lose in the Garden of Eden? Well, everlasting life. And Genesis 2:16-17, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21-23, but since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as an animal die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Matthew chapter 8, verses 21-22. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. The definition of a soul, Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 19-20. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing hath befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast. For all is vanity. All go into one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Psalm chapter 49:7-12. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for price. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. Moral perfection, dominion, and perfect living conditions. Genesis 1:26-28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them that have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth under the earth. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 9, 15, and 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God took man and put them in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And out of the ground the Lord formed every varied beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And then what came along was the failure. Genesis 4:8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. How quickly sin came in. Fellowship with God. Genesis 3:8-10. And they heard the voice of the Lord of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, and I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Genesis chapter 3, verses 23-24. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned away everything to keep the way of the tree of life. Mankind was now blocked. Why the permission of evil? Well, so when they have this opportunity that we will to read, Isaiah 26:9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Isaiah 25:6-9. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, and of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe every tear from all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And as we treat the trouble now, we know that it cannot last much longer. It is killing itself, essentially. And now, soon, we will see this happen in Isaiah 25. Mike 4:4. But they shall sit every man under his vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. And Jeremiah 31:33-34. But this shall be the covenant that I make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no man, no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Beautiful. How is man restored to Father Adam's former position? Well, we already covered Genesis 3:15, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. A process that the Lord has planned. Genesis 22:17-18. That in blessing I'll bless thee, and in multiplying I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sands which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And in this we remember Genesis 24:60, where, now I'm losing my point here. I'll come back to it. Sorry about that, brother. Isaiah 53:1-6 and 10-12. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we see him esteem, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt his soul only, excuse me, and when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and have it, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion of the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. For since by man came death. By man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Timothy 2, 3-6. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. John 5:25-29. Verily I say unto you, the hour is coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that have hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. Colossians 1:24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. 1 John 2:2. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Romans 5:12-14-21. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon men, for that all have sinned. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by the one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Christ Jesus. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Galatians 3:16-29. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now to Abram and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to the seed which is Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Revelation 21:1-2, 24-26, and 22:1-16-17. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city of New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the nations shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and shining star. The spirit of the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. How beautiful. What a hope. No, brethren, aren't the scriptures wonderful and full of promise and satisfaction? Psalm 91:9. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome petulance. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Isaiah 35. Perhaps you could turn to this. I'm just going to make some comments of it. Verses 1-2. The earth is brought to perfection. There is worldwide paradise. Useless portions of the earth will become prolific and yield an abundance such as has never been seen. The earth is redeemed. Verses 3-4. Strengthen their resolve and character. There is the opportunity for protection by God. The oppressive and defiling elements will be restrained and or destroyed. Verses 5-6. The literal eyes but more importantly, the eyes of understanding and faith. In Isaiah 11:9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The literal ears, the ears unstopped from the blinding influence of the adversary, unstopped from ignorance of God's plan, of his character. This is what literally happens to them as they are refreshed and they learn of God and our Lord. They are currently lame in character, but they become the heart as an antelope. Their tongues shall sing the praise of Jehovah and of Christ. Isaiah 25:1-6. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees and of fat things full of marrow, of wines in the lees well refined, no cheap wines. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the rebuke of this people shall he take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The literal waters to nourish the earth will be created, but more importantly, the waters of truth to nourish and strengthen the millions of souls to be resurrected to opportunities for perfection and everlasting life. And now we're back to verse 7. Where there used to be vice and evil, there will be mental and physical food to nourish. Physical earth will be converted and utilized to serve man's eternal needs. Verses 8-9, the new covenant, the way of holiness. Isaiah 62:10, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather the stones, lift up a standard for the people. All who pass on this highway must do so under the mediatory arrangements of the new covenant. The unclean, those who refuse this opportunity, will be destroyed. Though previously without understanding or purpose, they will make progress on this highway. Jeremiah 33:33-34. But this shall be the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel, that those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his brother, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Zechariah 8:23. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take a hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. First Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And in this new situation for mankind, all obstacles will be removed. Hunger, oppression, immorality, abuses, temptations of all kinds. These will be all gone. No oppressive governance will exist any longer. And in verse 10, Isaiah 35:10, the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy. Excuse me. What a day. And gladness and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. How glorious the completion of the plan of God. Isaiah 40:31 for us. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. And in conclusion, Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thank you, brethren, for your patience with me, and I hope that this is satisfactory.